With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A child killer will remain in jail. A board has unanimously denied parole to Susan Smith, a South Carolina woman who admitted to drowning her two children 30 years ago. Parole denied in spite of Smith's claim she's a changed person transformed by her Christian faith.
God is a big part of my life, and I know He has forgiven me. And it is by His grace and mercy that I have a lot of faith, and I live by that every day.
A Venezuelan man has been convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Jose Ibarra will spend life in prison with no chance of parole. The House Ethics Committee today did not agree to release the long-anticipated report into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. More on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Ethics Committee Chair Michael Guest told reporters after the meeting ended, quote, there was not an agreement by the committee to release the report. Gaetz resigned from Congress last week, hours after President-elect Donald Trump tapped him to be Attorney General. The Florida firebrand told GOP leadership the abrupt resignation was meant to allow them to fill his seat more quickly, though some theorized it was to avoid the coming release of an Ethics Committee report. Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters last week that he would strongly urge the committee not to release the report. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former President Trump has selected Linda McMahon to be his education secretary nominee. She previously praised him and her work she did during his first administration at the Small Business Administration.
It has been an honor to serve the country in your cabinet, and serve the administration and the people of the United States and small businesses. You have 30 million small businesses. 99% of the businesses in this country are small businesses.
And that is Linda McMahon. She has been nominated to head up the new Department of Education in President Trump's second term. This is SRN News. With the 2024 elections now in the rearview mirror, many Christians are wondering what the path forward holds for believers. In his newly released book, The Eclipse of God, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, pastor emeritus of Chicago's Moody Church, suggests Christians should be active politically. But in an interview with Lori Tradup of SRN News, Dr. Lutzer says believers must be sure their priorities are in order.
We always have to remember we cannot give first-rate priorities to second-rate causes. Therefore, we have to always be gospel-driven. We can let our political voice be known as we stand upon the scriptures, but the same passion that some believers have politically, wouldn't it be wonderful if they have the same passion to spread the gospel?
Dr. Erwin Lutzer's newest book about embracing biblical truths is entitled The Eclipse of God, Our Nation's Disastrous Search for a More Inclusive Deity. This is SRN News. Here's John Scott with the Evening Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish through the modest moves for indexes, massive thrashing underneath the surface. Today, the S&P 500 ended barely changed after trading lower for much of the day. The NASDAQ slipped 0.1%. The Dow eked out a gain of 0.3%. Target led the market lower and lost more than a fifth of its value after the retailer gave a dour forecast for the holiday shopping season. The day's headliner is due after the close of trading today. NVIDIA will release its latest earnings report. The Dow up 139 points to 43,408. The NASDAQ lost 21 to 18,966. The S&P 500 gained less than a point to 59.17. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.